Silvers, that among Biz, Shagam.
So right now in a matzav of Sakana, you should have a four shalema, Beis Hashem, you should all have him in mind. The extra special chizuk in our learning and our davening should be in his chus. We're speaking over here about the sugya of Yarek Valiaver. The Gemara speaks about there was a situation where there was a gzeira. The gzeira was that any woman that gets married on Yom Erevi, tiboy lehegmon tchila. So the tznuais were masur nafshayhu, and they were allowing themselves to get killed instead of to being boiled to the hegmon. In fact, the Gemara belidrush lehu da'ainis shari. Why don't you darshan to tell them that ainis is mutter? That's the Gemara's question. Lidrush lehu da'ainis shari. So says the Gemara, because we have other problems. If Einish is Shari, we have a problem of Prutzais, and we have a problem of Eishas Koyin. Prutzais is a problem that you tell them Einish Shari, so they'll take advantage of that situation. And when it comes to the Eishas Koyin, it's not going to help the fact that Einish Shari. It's not going to help us because they are us even when there's an Einish. Just bring the chair around. Okay, Rabbi Isaiah. Avi, where are you? Gevaldik. Frektoisvis. Vim Taimar, Vimino Perk, Mentayer, Mira Alcohol, Averus, Yavor, Valley Hoy, Kutsmi, Gilarish, because Naman Vavida Zora. Gemara Sanhedrin, the Gemara there says that these are the big three, the cardinal sins, and on them you can't, a person cannot do the Averus. So over here we seem to have a situation where our Gemara seems to say that it's Mutter. On the other hand, we seem to say that it's Usser. And those are upstairs, then, what's yours? That's Toysis' kasha. Says Toysis, V'tirit Rabbeinu Tam, De'ein chayav misa al bi'ilas nochri. You're not chayav misa, which either means that itself is a litmus, that it's not real gilirayis, or it means you're not chayav limsor atzmo lemisa, is lashon the Toysis HaRosh. D'rachmona afgrei lezari de'nochri, d'chsiv zermasusim zermasam. This is not called the bia b'chlal. The guy doesn't have b'chlal, the ability to do bia, he doesn't have zera b'chlal. Afgrei lezari, zermasusim zermasam, umaisi raya. Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya. Esther had relations with Achashverosh, and it was a public forum because everyone knew that she was being his wife. Why is that not a problem of Esther? Asked the Gemara, and therefore she should have given herself over to Misa. Why does the Gemara ask from the fact that it's Befarhesia? The Gemara should have just asked. This is one of the three cardinal sins. So it says Taisvis, V'loi parich ha Esther gili arayis have. Mashma dimishum arayis lo have mechayva. She's not chayva al sarayis. Clearly she was doing something that we would call, objectively wrong, because or else who cares, it's Befarhesia. But it wasn't gili arayis. Why is it not called Gili Arayis? Says Rabbeinu Tam, because on a goy you don't have a status of Gili Arayis. And based on this, Umitoich Kach, Hiti Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam uses this as a reason to be matir in a case that happened. A Maisa Shehoyah Bebas Yisrael Shei Mira. There's a Bas Yisrael, she was married, and he Mira, she went off the derech. And while she was off the derech, she was involved in a relationship. And then afterwards, she was chayzeh b'tshuva, and the goy was megayer. So now her original husband divorced her. Gone. The shaila is she going to be mutter to the goy? Now, usually when a person is mezana, we have a klal. You're usher not only to the husband, you're also usher to the boyel. Echad labav, echad laboyel. So therefore, it should, theoretically, we would think that she should be usher to the goy. He was the boyel. The answers says Toisvis that Rabbeinu Tam was matir lo'oisoi oivik kechavim kishen isgayer l'shaich lehme echad labav, echad laboyel b'bias goy nachri duhu kebias behema. This is the svara of Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam has this case, he has this situation, and mikoyach this chiddush that he says that bias nachri is not called a bia, he's matir in a case that in a ma'aseh shahaya of an isha that was mezana with a nachri, he was megayer, she wants to now marry him, it's okay.
He didn't say it's not a bias, it's the bias behema.
Bias behema, whatever. Right. It's not called the bias znus. It's not called the bias gilei arayos. Okay. We mentioned on Thursday that there are other rishonim that have other, they are mekayim, the psak of Rabbeinu Tam, v'loy mitayme. Rabbeinu Tam is saying a massive chiddush over here. He's saying the bias nachri is not called a bias. There are those that are mekayim, the psak of Rabbeinu Tam, v'loy mitayme. We'll start with Rabbi Yechiel Miparis. Rabbi Yechiel Miparis says, Eina Chanami, I agree with you, she's mutter to live now with this ger. But for a whole different reason. The reason is because Gershon is Gair, Kikotin Shinoi Ladami. So therefore, whatever was Usser originally is no longer Usser. In other words, Enachanami, maybe she became Usser to the guy. Why did she become Usser to the guy? Because maybe it was Gili Arias. But that's irrelevant, because once he's Megayer, the Isurim fall off. And therefore, Gershon is Gar Kikon Shinoi Ladami, she's no longer Usser anymore to that person.
Why does Rabbeinu Tam come on to the whole deal?
Oh, so why does Rabbeinu Tam not hold of this Teretz?
Because of Chayv. Same thing, like by Chayv, there's still some things that remain.
Oh, also a good what?
Gershon is Gar makes him, he has different Tina, but it's the same code.
Oh, good. So it could be that, first of all, Gershon is Gar Kikon Shinoi Ladami doesn't apply to everything. For example, Chayvais, there's discussion, and also what happens if the guy was Chayv Misa. A guy is Chayv Misa, then he's Megayer. So, is that an easy way out of your? He's Katan Shinoi Ladami. So, Lemaisa, the din is you're going to kill the guy, but the Shaila is that it's not very clear exactly why. Is it just because we don't want people using Judaism as like a way out? It's like a, you know, as just an escape route? So, therefore, we don't allow it to happen? Or maybe Gershon Isgar doesn't cleanse that because it only takes off certain types of halachas, not other halachas. It takes off the Dine Kurva, for example. Maybe not more than that. Maybe that's the reason why over here Rabbeinu Tam doesn't hold of this. Or maybe not. Perhaps you could suggest as follows, Rabbi Say. Maybe a different reason why over here Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam holds Batsim, Gershon Isgar should cleanse you. But what? I'd like to clear the following hakira. What's the reason why you're usser to the boil? Is the isser to the boil his own isser? The boil has his own isser? Or the isser to the boil is an extension of the isser to the bow? I'm making a hakira. Very similar hakira we'll see in the Mishnah Lamelech. I'm making a hakira. Is the isser to the boil his own isser? Or is the Isser to the Baal an extension of the Isser to the Baal? It's Be'etzem, the Isser to the Baal is Nispashet to the Baal. Or the Baal is his own Isser. I could think as follows. If you tell me the Baal has his own Isser, so now the Baal is Megayer, so therefore his Isser is now gone. There was an Isser on this person, new person. But if the Pshat is that it's not Bechlal the Isser of the Baal, it's the Baal's Isser. So this that he is Megayer doesn't change the fact that the Baal's Isser is still on him. If it's his own Isser, so we say when a person is Megayer, gets a clean slate. But it's not his slate Bechlal, it's the slate of the Baal. So if it was his own Isser, so we could say maybe the Isser is Paka. But if you're telling me that the Isser comes from the Baal, we have to see exactly how that works. Or if you'd say that, so then perhaps...
He's still the
Baal. What?
He's still considered the Baal.
He's considered the Baal, but his Isurim maybe would be Paka. But the Maisa, this Guf, then we're saying that the Shail, is it only the Guf? Or is it only in the Gavra? If it's only in the Guf, so then maybe that's like what Nehemiah was saying. Over here, the fact is, this is the Baal. So the Baal's Isser is on that Guf. Okay. Okay. The Rosh says a different answer. This is the answer of, we mentioned of Rabbi Chilmi Paris. The Rosh also is Makayim the Psak of Rabbeinu Tam. And also not mitaimei. Comes the Rosh and says, listen, when do we say there's a cloud of echad lebal v'echad lebayal? That's only if the bayal wasn't already usher for a different reason. In other words, you have to create a new isser on the bayal. But if the bayal is already usher, then it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. Yisoid. The Rosh says yisoid. So Mimela says the Rosh. Who is getting over here the isser when this goy is going to be mezana, he's already usher to the isha because he's a goy. So therefore, the issa will be chal on the husband, but the issa will not be chal on the goy. Why not?
Because he didn't create
a new. Because there's no new issa to create.
Where do you get that
so
from?
Anytime you don't create a new issa, therefore, it's a yisayit, he says. He made up the yisayit. The Rosh made up the yisayit based on his understanding how echad labal ve echad labayel works. It's only when you're creating a new iser. If you're already usser, echad labal ve echad labayel doesn't work. We do have this concept called ein iser chalal iser. You have to know how it applies over here. Usually the other iser is just waiting there to be chal. He says no. If it's not if you're already usser, it doesn't happen. We're going to figure it out.
It's also already by Ish. Yes, you're also already by there, so there's no creating new iser.
Okay, good.
It's always
good. Because the rabbinic time, though,
good.
The Isser of Baal is still going to be there.
What?
Still gonna be, even though the rabbinic time is saying it's not a via of Yair of Baal Yavar, there's going to be Isser of Baal.
There's an Isser of Baal. Oh, no, we'll get to that. About Isser Baal, we're going to get to
that. There's no Isser of Baal. There's no Isser of Baal.
Yeah, okay, right. So what?
When are you creating a new iser?
Anytime that you weren't usher otherwise. In other words, this that you're usher HSC, what Zevi's speaking about, what Ezzy's speaking about, is not a problem, L'choira, because, HSC has a heter, this also has a heter. Yeah. An iser otherwise, aside for HSC, unless iser has a heter.
The iser to the husband is a new iser?
What?
The iser to her husband.
The iser to the boil is a new iser.
The boil has to be
right. That's what the Rosh says. Over here, the boil is a goy, so he's already usser. So therefore, you're not going to create an iser to because you're. But there'll be an iser to the boil, but not an iser to the boil. You can create one iser even though it doesn't create the other iser. That's what the Rosh says. And the Yamshel Shlomo argues. The Yamshel Shlomo says, it can't be. I have a Gemara that says not like that. There's a Gemara later on, and the Gemara on Daf Tes asks a question. Asks the Gemara, why is it that Bathsheba wasn't usher to David HaMelech? She was an Eishes Ish, assuming she was an Eishes Ish at the time. So then, she mipnei ma lo asrua. Why wasn't she not usher to David HaMelech? He was mezana with an Eishes Ish. Very complicated story. We'll get there. We'll get into all the details. But the vayla should have been usher to David. And says the Gemara, hosam oynes have. And because he was an oynes, therefore you're not usher to David.
What was he oynes?
He was ma'anes. David was ma'anes Bathsheba. So now that makes it that you're not usher to David? Why would that make it you're not usher to David? Because he was ma'anes Bathsheba. Because he's ma'anes, so therefore, chayte niskar. So it must be what the Gemara is saying, says the Yamshel Shlomo, is because he was ma'anes therefore she's not usher to her husband. And once she's not usher to her husband, she can't be usher to David, because they have to be chal together. You can't make one chal and not the other. The Rosh is saying, listen, in the case when a goy is mezana, so she's going to be usher to her husband, she's just not going to be usher to the goy, because anyway the goy is usher, so therefore there's no isser going to be chal on the goy. Says the Yamshel Shlomo, can't be. Can't make one usher and not the other. I'll prove it to you. What's the Gemara saying? Gemara there says the reason she's mutter to David is because David was ma'anaser. Because David is ma'anaser, therefore he's mutter. It's choyte nisker. He's saying if you're not ma'anaser, therefore you're usher. But if you're ma'anaser, the answer is, what we mean to say is therefore she's not usher on her husband. Once she's not usher on her husband, she's not going to be usher on David. So says the Yamshel Shlomo, I see from over here, you can't put an isser on one and not the other. What does the Rush hold, Rabbi Yisai? What's Pshan the Rush? The Chur Pshan the Rush is as follows. The Rush agrees you can't put an Isra on the boil without putting an Isra on the Baal. What the Rush was saying is that you could put an Isra on the Baal without putting an Isra on the boil. The Nachri is the boil. No Isra is going on the boil. Why not? Because he's already Isra. So forget that. But once you have an Isra on the Baal, then we can discuss if you're going to have an Isra on the boil or not. But to have an Isra on the boil without an Isra on the Baal, that we can't do. What's the difference? What's the difference?
Ah,
if you say that the Issa stems from the boil, from the Baal creates the Issa and it spreads to the boil, so you can't discuss having an Issa on the boil without an Issa on the Baal. So Memela says the Gemara on Daf Tes, listen, David HaMelech was Ma'anis Basheva. Is she usher to her husband? No, it's Ainis. She can't be usher to her husband. Once she's not usher to her husband, she's not going to be usher to David. Masha'enkei, what is Rush saying over here? The Isha is Mezane with a goy. Is she going to be usher to her husband? Yes! She's usher to her husband. She just won't become usher to the boyel because there's already an Isha there. So the did echad labal, the echad laboyel is one directional. L'chayr, according to the Rush. The pshat is it goes from the baal to the boyel. So again, that depends on our hakir. If we're saying there's two different isurim, echad labal, the echad laboyel. Baal is an Isser, Baal is an Isser. Then, you know, it says the Amshul Shlomo, I don't see why one should be more dependent on the other. But if the pshat is, Echad LeBaal, Echad LeBaal is the Baal gets the Baal's Isser. So if the Baal doesn't have an Isser, the Baal is not going to have an Isser. And then if the Baal has an Isser, so we're saying, I, the Baal's Geshen, this guy can cut and it doesn't make a difference to us. Because it's not the Baal's Isser, it's the Baal's Isser. Yeah. Fine. Lefizeh also, Lechoyru, we understand a little better the Svara of the Rush. The Rush says, if it can't be Chal, if it's already Asr now, so then the Isr isn't Chal. Why isn't the Isr Chal? Because you're already Asr. Saying that you're coming to generate the Isr of the Baal on the boil. So if Bishas, that you put the Isr on the Baal, it can go over to the boil, it goes over. If not, so then that's the Baal's Isr. The Baal's Isr is Chal only on the Baal. It's not Chal on the boil. The Baal's his own Isr. Then it's not going to be Chal. If the Baal's his own Isr, so then who cares if he's Isr already now? Whenever that Isr falls off, the other Isr will come into play. But no, it's not his egg in the Isr. He doesn't have his egg in the Sibas the Isr. The Isr is coming from the Baal. Only at this moment when the Isr is Chal on the Baal, can it also spread to the boil. You don't say Spashtus later. It's not a Spashtus in the Chalois later. It's a Spashtus in the Isr is Chal. Okay. Akopanim, these are the other answers, not like Rabbeinu Tam. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam says a big chiddush, and he says that there's a din that Bias Nochri is not called a Bia. And therefore, you're not going to be usher because over here there's no reason to say Echad Liboyo. That's what, it's not Gili Arayas. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. And we toich kach is matter in a case when Isha is mezana with a nachri. Frek toisvis, three kashas. Ve'ein nira l'rivam. The Rivam says three kashas. And he asks, we saw these three kashas. All three of them are in the same type of direction. He says, how could you say that Bias Nachri is not a Bia? I have three Gemaras that seem to say it's not true. Ve'enu levam, dohal yedei Bias Akum, Nesra lebaylo, kidamer hocha, ika prutzois. Our Gemara itself, our Gemara says, what are we worried about prutzois? Prutzois are going to be mezana, and then what? They'll be also to their husbands. So what do I see? If an Isha is mezana with the Hegmon, what's the Hegmon? A?
Goy.
You see, she's also to her husband. Over there also, it seems to be black and white of Gemara. She's also to her husband. The Gemara darshins when Esther says, "Kasher avadati avadati, kasher avadati mi beis abba, avadati mi meich." Alma gabi baila lo chashiva bilas nachri kebilas behema. Vehu hadin leboyel. So. Rabbi say the Tosfos is kind of like he's stressing something over here. What he's stressing is the Rivam's three kashas are all we see that Bias Nachri assers to the
husband
to the Baal.
But the other way around.
And what Rabbeinu Tam said was he was matir this Isha when she was mezana with the Nachri to the Baal, to the Nachri himself. So they're not really talking about the same thing. Comes along Rabbeinu Tam and says Rabbeinu Tam that it's chashiva bilas nachri is loy chashiva bilas behema v'hu adin leboil l'gabei baal v'hu adin leboil. The Tosfos seems to equate the two of them. That's what Tosfos does. So how are we going to answer for Rabbeinu Tam? Comes along the Pnei Yeshua and he says, listen, you're right. It's really not a Bias Behema. It's really a Bias Behema for it's a bias behemah for the boil, it's a bias behemah for the bow. If it's a bias behemah, why is she also to her husband? It's only din derabanan. Those Gemaras are all din derabanan. It's not the way it seems. It looks like you're usher. You're not really usher. It's not really usher. It just means midrabanan, the chacham add an extra isser. But you're right. Theoretically, in the din dioraisa, echelabav, echelabal, doesn't exist. Because bias nachri is nothing. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. What's going on with Esther and Mordechai is pashtus before the chacham made any takanas over there. Okay, also over there. Whatever, the Pnei Yeshua deals with it. But that's his derech. He's saying this is all derabana, which is very namashim in the Gemara. The Gemara don't make any mention over there or over here that it's only in a derabana. I'll go upon him, the Rishonim take a different approach.
Because
the Shumas Hadeshen and the Ritva. Because he's a goy and the Rit and Rabbeinu Tam holds that Bias Goy is not Gilei Arayis. If it's not Gilei Arayis, why are you asking to the Baal? The answer is you're not asking to the Baal. Why are you asking to the Baal? You're not asking to the Baal. You're asking to nobody. This Bia practically doesn't exist. Says the Pnei Yeshua. Midrabanan, we're going to machshiv it into a Bia to make it usher to the Baal Midrabanan. But the Ritva and the Trumas Hadeshen say differently. And the Ritva and the Trumas Hadeshen say, no. She's usher to her husband. Midiraisa. With Bias Nachri. Bias Nachri, maybe we're not going to give it a status of Gili Arayas. It won't say a status of Gili Arayas. However, still it's going to create Issa to her husband. Why?
What's the compatibility?
Says the Achroinim, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Zukolevsky and Rabbi David Pavarsky, we gave out Rabbi David Pavarsky and other Achroinim. They say, Bias, what makes an Isha Asur to her husband? Are we punishing her for doing an Avera? Or maybe it's something else? Maybe over here we said the Yisoid of an Isha Asur to her husband is because there's something lacking in their relationship. It's their compatibility. The Marik is Medayik in Lashon the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, why is she Asur to her husband? Limol boi moal. She was moal in her husband, which means that she somehow, there's a breakdown in their relationship. Limol boy moal. It's not limol mal b'Hashem. Limol mal b'Hashem is when you did something wrong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But over here, the Pasuk is saying that she's usher to her husband. Limol boy moal. There's no relationship left anymore over here. So maybe ain't achanami. If you want to know status of Gili Arayis, the Torah made Isurim. That's klapei the Torah. This doesn't have a status of a Gili Arayis. But did she have a relationship with someone other than her husband? Yes, she did. She had a relationship with her husband. She's also to her husband. Limol boy mal. There's a breakdown in her relationship with her husband now. She's also to her husband. Enochanami doesn't get status of Gili Arayis. You're right. She doesn't get status of Gili Arayis. But she's still going to be also to her husband.
But she's good for the boil.
How about by a regular
animal, it's not a breakdown in the relationship?
Oh, by an animal, that's not called a breakdown in the relationship. That's called some sort of perverted, sick something or other. Yeah, that's not where she's Kielu living with another person. She's just, there's not something demented there. But when it's with another person, so Enoch Hanami doesn't have a status of Gili Arayis. But it's cool that there's a breakdown in the relationship. Limol boy mal. She was moral in her exclusivity to her husband.
What about if she was Mazamah for years?
That's for sure Limol boy mal.
That's Gili Arayis.
She's Chayim Misa, that's Gili Arayis. What?
Why is it different?
Because that's Gili Arayis. There, not only was she moal to her husband, she was also moal to Hashem. So what does Hashem do to punish her? Kills her. But when she's moal to her husband, so then she gets also to her husband.
What about a katar? Or someone less than nine?
Oh, so there's discussions about, what about something like that? There's discussions about it.
So the type of thing. Like a guy,
yeah, there are discussions like about that. Yeah, yeah. You could do it tomorrow if you wanted. So he's going to explore all the different.
Rebbe, if that's the case, then by the case of the Ger, when he was Megayer, we should add the Isser, because there's still the fact that the relationship is not good. If it's totally on the fact that it's the relationship.
So what about? But what about to the boil? So Rabbi say, what about to the boil? So if you hold the din echad lebal, the echad leboil is that the iser to the bal goes over to the boil. So in the chayyur, you can't be machalik between the bal and the boil. If it's kishem, you get the bal, kach leboil, it's the same thing. But if you hold the bal and the boil are two different isurim. They're just both grad achal at the same time, but it's tzvei dinim. This is the Shaila of Mishnah Melech. Perek Pesil Chasoite brings the following Shaila. One Shaila brings is, what happens if a man is Ma'anis and Isha? Does she become Usser to the Baal? That's Mamish. The Gemara we saw by David HaMelech, right? That's Mamish, that's his Chakira. He has to have a different Shaila than Gemara over there or something. I have to figure it out. One Shaila. Another Shaila is as follows. Claire is a Shaila from the Torah, the Chuvas Torah's Emes. What happens if a woman is Mizana twice? The first time she's Mizana, she's Usser to her husband. And she's also Usser to
the Boyle.
The Boyle. Second time she's Mizana, well, she's already Usser to the Baal. Is there an Isser that's being Chal now on the Baal that can now go and now extend being a Spashit to the Boyle? No, she's already Usser to the Baal beforehand. So therefore, maybe there's no Isser to the second Boyle. If his Isser is his own Isser, say Nachanami, you Usser to the Baal a while ago. That happened a year ago. There's a new Isser, Chal on the Baal. Why? Because now the Baal has his own Isser. So the Shaila is the Baal's Isser an extension of the Baal's Isser or his own Isser? If it's an extension of the Baal, you can't be Machal between the Baal and the Baal. Once you tell me that you're Usser to the Baal, you're automatically going to be Usser to the
Baal.
But if Tysus holds that really Echad Labal Vechad Labal just means it's a simen, it's not a Siba. It's not Echad Labal Vechad Labal is the Isser of the Baal makes the Isser to the Baal. It's a Siba, it's a simen, just that when there's Isser to the Baal, it's Isser to the Baal, we could say over here. And in this case, it's Usser to the Baal because over here it's Limo Bomal. But it's not going to be Usser to the Baal because Baal needs to be Gili Arias. Baal is not the Pshat, it's a breakdown in their relationship. Adarabba, there is no relationship. Why does she become Usser to the Baal? Because she's Moil in the Baal? For sure not. Elamai, this is where we're punishing her, making her Usser to the Baal. That's what we're saying is Mitzad, the punishment has to be Gili Arias. If it's not Gili Arias, she doesn't become Usser to the Baal. If the Isser to the Baal is an extension of the Isser to the Baal, so then you can't differentiate. They're the same thing. The Isser to the Baal now moves over to the Baal. But if the Baal has his own Isser, we can say the Baal's Isser has a different dimension to it. It had different mechanics. The Chayra, this is going to be Pshana Rabbeinu Tam.
If it's the Baal's own Isser, then you would say the second time it's Mutter?
Then you'd say the second time, it's Usser, Usser over there.
It's Usser.
Because he has his own Isser. If you tell me it's an extension of the Baal's Isser, only when the Baal creates, you create an Isser for the Baal, it goes over to the Baal.
But the second one is still Usser on the Baal.
But it was Usser already, so you're not creating Isser now. The one is asked to be, you create Isser here and it goes like this. But over there, it's already Usser. So the spashtus happens, the Isser moves over when the Isser's Chal. There's no Isser being Chal over here. The Isser from 12 months ago is now going to go on to him. It doesn't do that. That's what we're explaining, the same reason why Bashas that if Bashas that she's boiled, they're already Usser, so then you can't get this Isser also, because you're already Usser. You let the Isser come later, it doesn't come later. So when the Isser's Chal, has to be Chal on both of them. Echad Labal v'Echad Labal.
You still have the Isser from before.
The Isser from before on the Baal. But that's not going to go over to the boil.
For the second time.
For the second time, went over to the first boil. Doesn't go over to the second boil. That has nothing to do with the first boil. Second boil. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Rabbi Sai, this is Tifa Zachin over here. We said some Gishmaka Chakiras, some Tifa Machshavas. What does the Rivam say? The Rivam says, a different pshat. Says the Rivam, the middle sized lines, the first line, V'chi afgerechmana lezare, hani milinyan deim lachayis, v'zare choshev kizere behema. So the Rivam argues and says this that we said that he doesn't have that nachri ein lo zare just means that he has no yachas to him, he's not connected. There's no affiliation between the father and the children. Like a behema. So what's Pshat in our Gemara then? Our Gemara says, why is it mutter? Tell me a guy is Avodis, it's Gili Arias. Pshut, look at it, straight up Gili Arias. What's the Gemara say? V'vishisha hikarka oilam. V'loy avda maisa. K'neshani perek ben sari amayra. Esther karka oilam haisa. Says Taisvis. The reason the Gemara is asking over here is because Isha's karka oilam. Whenever Isha's karka oilam, Isha karka oilam v'loy avda maisa. So therefore, it's not a problem. Everybody said, what does Tosis mean? Because it's karka, and therefore it's not a problem.
She's not doing anything.
She's not doing anything. So everybody said, what would happen if a woman would be mezana birotzain? She's not doing anything. She should say that she should be pater.
Birotzain.
She's not doing anything. As long as she didn't do anything. But we know that's not true. The pasuk says this, that you're doing it even if it's passive, but again, to Gili Arias, is called Gili Arias. So what's the svar of karka ayla? You're telling me she's not doing anything. She's obviously doing an aveira of Gili Arias. If it's Birotzin, she's Chayv Misa. So it's Ba'inus. Why is not Yarg Valiavar? Comes to Teis Arash, and Teis Arash says, Amar Dikazah. And he says, you have to know a lot of background. You have to know the Gemara that we saw in Avodah Zarah and Daf Ayin Dalet to understand what Tosis is saying. In Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet. Says the Gemara there goes through the Makairis. How do you know there's a Din Yaharik Valiyava by these three? When it comes to Avodah Zarah, the Gemara actually brings a Machloikas, ends up saying, B'chol Levav, B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Meodecha. It says, B'chol Nafshecha. Give up your life. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Avta Hashem Elokecha, it's referring to Avodah Zarah. How do we know you have to give up your life for Shvichas Damim? For Gili Arayas, says the Gemara, because Gili Arayas is compared to Shvichas Damim. The Pasuk says, being Megal Arayas is mamish, it's like you're killing someone. Ken Adover Azeh, says the Gemara, so just like we know by Shvichas Damim there's a Din Yarg Val Yavar, so too Gili Arayis there's a Din Yarg Val Yavar. Now the Gemara takes another step and says, okay, how do you know by Shvichas Damim there's a Din Yarg Val Yavar? Says the Gemara, Svaru, my chazis di damach di dach sumach tvei dima damach techavrei sumach tvei, which means, how do you know that your blood is redder than his blood? Who said that your blood is redder than his blood? So Memela comes along the Tosis Harosh and says, let's look at Ritzicha for a moment. How do I know that my blood is redder than his? What about if you have the opposite situation? What about if you have a situation where the guy says, allow me to use you to kill him, and now you're killing him, b'shev ve'al taseh, you're killing him being passive. Do you have to allow yourself to be killed? Or can you allow this to happen? The guy is saying, allow me to take you and use you to kill him, so you're killing b'shev ve'al taseh. The guy is going to pick him up, we're going to see how, and throw him on a baby. He's going to kill the baby. So now, you're killing B'Sheva Al Tasa, or do you have to interfere and say, no, kill me instead? The guy is killing.
Right.
Yeah. That's all Shiloh, the thing by guy. Shukachem talks about it over here, yeah. Akoponim says the Tosis HaRosh, he says over there the halacha is going to be you have to allow him to, you can kill the baby. In other words, just try to say it clear, the din of Yoharig Val Yavar by Shvichas Domim is only Bekum Vaseh. If you have to go kill someone, but if you have to let yourself kill someone, there's no din of yoga. Sheval Tase is the same thing as Karka Oyla.
So later we
comes along the Tosis HaRosh explaining Tosis and says, so now, where do we learn Gili Arayis from? Shvichas Damim. The whole din of Shvichas Damim is only Bikum Vase. It's only if he's asking you to go kill someone with your hands. But allow yourself to kill someone B'Sheval Tase, you could do. So also, Gili Arayis, allow yourself to do Gili Arayis B'Sheval Tase, you could do. Is it called Gili Arayis? Yes, this is Gili Arayis. But it's Gili Arayis B'Sheval Tase. So this is one of the Averis, and on this type of Avera, there's no Din Yarek Val Yavar.
So the Rambam doesn't hold the Karka Ayla?
So even by,
could be the Rambam
even by
hold
a Jew.
Even by a Jew. It's going to come out even by a Jew.
Also to her husband, even though she is Karka Ayla.
It's going to be...
It's still Arias.
But no, there's...
Well, no, it depends. If it's Aynas, So they're not. Because Hainus. And this is what the Tosfos says over here. Tosfos says that it's the fish ishi karak oilam veloy avda maisa. What does it mean, loy avda maisa? She didn't do a kumvaseh. She didn't do a maisa. Is it called Gili Arayis? Yes. But it's not a maisa of Gili Arayis. Because it's not a maisa, therefore, over here, you're going to say the din is going to be not Yorg Val Yavar.
I don't control a woman then for a Gili Arayis.
If she does it Beratzen, so then she's chayv, even though she didn't do a maisa. She's chayv kumvas b'shev altaseh.
For misa.
Chayv misa. But in a gate of the din Yorg Val Yavar, there's no Yorg Val Yavar unless you do a maisa. Why is that true? Says the Tosafot. Because where do you learn the old din of Gili Arayis from Misa? And Misa itself is only because of the Svara. How do you know your blood is redder than his blood? But how do you know his blood is redder than your blood? It goes the same direction. So if the guy says, listen, don't do anything, I'm going to allow use you to kill him, then you can allow that to happen. Why? Because it's Ritzicho B'Sheva Al Taseh. That's the Pshat in Tosafot. Comes along Rav Chaim Brisker, Frekt Rav Chaim Akash, he says, hold on a second. If a guy takes you and uses you as a cannonball to kill a baby, what aveira were you over?
You didn't save him, man. Nothing. What did
you do?
Did
you over Samar
Adam Reyecha? Maximum Lo Samar Adam Reyecha. Maximum. Are you over Lo Sirtach? No. You over, so is this one of the Gimel Averis Chamuris Bechlam? Is this called being over Ritzicha B'Shev Ba'al Taseh? Doesn't seem like it to me, says Rav Chaim. So therefore, how over here can you say, can you compare the case of Ritzicha to the case of Gili Arayis? When over there, maybe Rav Chaim says, maybe Tosfos Halacha is true, but for a different reason. Why are you allowed to let a guy use you as his weapon to kill the baby? Because you're not killing the baby, the guy's killing the baby. You're just a weapon. So therefore, it's not, that's not called Shvichas Damin. Rav Chaim says such a Rav Chaim Teretz. Says Rav Chaim, Ein Hachanami. He says, you're right, but theoretically, in Lomdis, Lu Yehei, you could have such a Zach as a Ritzicha B'Shev Al Taseh, that's what that Lach would be. You're right, you can't, it's not a Metzias, but Lu Yehei, it would have, it's a theoretical, it's a Lomdish, you know, type of situation. You're right, the exact case that Tosfos gives is not really true, because it's not really Ritzicha. Tosfos just means that if you could find Ritzicha B'Shev Al Taseh, something like this, so then you wouldn't be Mechuyev. So theoretically, there is no din of Yarg Val Yavar by Ritzicha B'Shev Al Taseh. So therefore, practically, there's no din of Yarg Val Yavar by Gili Arayis B'Shev Al Taseh. You go from the theoretical to the practical. By Gili Arayis, there's such a thing as Gili Arayis B'Shev Al Taseh. What's that example? Karka Oilam. By Ritzicha, there's no such thing, but theoretically, if it would be such a thing, you wouldn't be Mechoyev. So, being that that's the Makor, that's the way it comes over.
How do you know it wouldn't be Mechoyev?
Because the whole Svara is my Chazis. How do you know your blood is redder than his? But how do you know his blood is redder than mine? So, what do you do when you don't know whose blood is redder? You do nothing. Sheva al Taseh. Rabbi Chanan takes a different approach. Rabbi Chanan says that maybe Ein Hachanami, you're right. The reason why you don't do it is not because it's Yehorig Val Yavar B'Shev Al Taseh. But Rabbi Chanan says, the fact is, when it comes to Ritzicha, is there ever a din of Yehorig Val Yavar B'Shev Al Taseh? Yes or no? No. Why not? Because that's Shaykh Metzias, whatever the reason is. But the fact is, there is no din of Yehorig Val Yavar B'Shev Al Taseh. So when I'm learning Gili Arayis from Ritzicha, I can't tell me that Gili Arayis has a din of Yorg Val Yavar B'Shev Al Taseh. Because Loi Matzinu, and that's enough. A Loi Matzinu by Shvichas Damim is gonna tell me that we're limiting the din of Yorg Val Yavar by Gili Arayis to only that case. But see, I'd like to suggest Lule Demistafina, perhaps practically a different teretz. Maybe over here this is called Ritzicha. This is called Ritzicha. My question is as follows. What exactly is happening? When does the baby get killed? How does the baby get killed? He's killing a baby by allowing himself to be thrown on the baby. How's the baby getting killed? Is the baby getting killed from impact?
Yeah.
If the baby gets killed from impact, then for sure, then I understand what Reb Chaim is saying. It's not called Ritzicha. But I'd like to suggest something else. The baby is getting killed from being crushed underneath the weight of the person who was thrown on him. Now, let's say a person sits on someone until he gets killed. Is he a rotzeach?
Yes.
No one threw him on him, but he sits on someone. He's a rotzeach. Right? He's a rotzeach because he killed him. Right? Now, when the death actually happens, he's just sitting there. He's letting his body weight kill him. But because I move myself on you, I'm called a rotzeach. Or even if not, let's say a person somehow swims under you. Okay? Not so practical. Let's say a person swims under you, and you're on top of him, and if you don't move, he's going to die. He's going to drown. And you intentionally stay where you are. So that's Ratzicha. So maybe what the Tosfos means to say, that the baby is Nismayech Mitachtov, the baby dies underneath him, what he means to say is, he allows you to throw yourself on the baby, and to stay on the baby and crush the baby, suffocate the baby, whatever it is, with your body weight. Then you are killing B'Shev Al-Tase. You didn't do any action, you just stayed in your place. If it's the entire weight of the fact that he threw you, so then you are merely the weapon. But if afterwards you have to stay on top of the baby in order for the baby to die, so then you're killing the baby. If that's true, then perhaps there's just a classic case over here of a ritzicha.
So why isn't he through? He could just like place you down there. Just pick you up.
It's the same thing. Yeah, maybe an achlam. Maybe both.
That would be more maybe simple. If he's throwing you, then it's more. It then sounds like more. He's really doing it because also you're hitting him. You're not going to hit the baby as hard if you just sat down.
Right.
And he throws you.
Then
maybe
you need both to kill him.
Rabbeinu Thomas is chalak on Karpelim.
Yeah. So we got to see. So we have to see. I'm going to see about. Okay. See how much we can get through. Rabbi, so let's just try to go a little further. We would love to finish, but we're not going to have time. So what does Tosfos say? So why did the Gemara? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a mass machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and Rivam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the only reason why, when it comes to our case, is mutter is because it's bias nachri. According to the Rivam, it's because it's karak olam. A nafkumin would be what happens if a yid tries to be ma'anes and eshes ish. This is a massive nafkumin. A yid tries to be ma'anes and eshes ish. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, what's going to be the din? Yarid Vayavar. And according to the Rivam, she's Karka Olam. So if Karka Olam is such a good answer, the Gemara asked, Esther Befarhes Yahave. What was the Gemara's question? What about Karka Olam? Says Tosfos, V'ha Diloy Parachasim Gili Arayis Have, De Pshita Le De Ikla Shinuya Karka Olam Hi. The Gemara thought the reason for Karka Olam only works for Gili Arayis, but doesn't work for Chil Hashem. That was the Gemara Shakla Tyre. The Gemara knew going in that there's no Gili Arayis over there. According to Rabbeinu Tam, because it's a goy. According to the Rivam, because Karka Olam. So the Gemara knew Karka Olam already. So what does the Gemara say? I prefer it. Answers the Gemara Karka Olam, but you knew Karka Olam. Says Tosfos, because we thought Karka Olam only works for Gili Arayis. We didn't think it works for Chil Hashem. Why would Karka Olam only work for Gili Arayis, Rabbi Isai? What's the svara for that? Why would you say Karka Olam only works for Gili Arayis? Because the makar for Gili Arayis is from Shvichas Damim, and Shvichas Damim is only Shev Al Tase. So Gili Arayis is only Shev Al Tase. Bechil Hashem, which has its own makar. So therefore, we said Karka Olam works. Rabbi said, I have an even stronger question. How Taka does it work? The only reason we said it works for Gili Arayis is because it's learned from Metzicha. But Hashem is not learned from Metzicha, so why does it work? What's the answer of Karka Olam? If you look carefully in Tosfos, I think Tosfos nuances and Tosfos answers. Look at it again. Tosfos says, the Gemara asks, the Gemara thought Karka Olam doesn't work. Says the Gemara, Aval le'inyan chil Hashem lo hayan nir lo sheyoyel tam de Karka Olam. Umeshani Karka Olam hoysa v'afilu chil Hashem leka. What's the answer? What's the answer, Rabbi Yisrael Tosfos? Why does Karka Olam work for Chil Hashem? Well, why does Karka Olam work for Gili Arayis? We said, because Gili Arayis, you're only Chayiv Limsar Atzmoy V'Shev Al Tase. You're right, it's Gili Arayis, but it's Gili Arayis without a Maisa. By Chilul Hashem, what does Tosfos say? That over here, the pshat is Karka Olam Ha'isa V'afilu Chilul Hashem Leka. What does Tosfos mean to say?
It's not a Chilul Hashem.
It's not even a Chilul Hashem. It's not the pshat that you could be over Chilul Hashem B'Shev Al Tasa. Where'd the Makor for that be? It's not called a Chilul Hashem if I didn't do anything. When is it Chilul Hashem? When I'm active. When I just allow the guy to do something, it's not the pshat. I'm over Chil Hashem B'Shem Al Tase. I feel Chil Hashem Lekko. He doesn't say it's not a Maisa of Chil Hashem. Before Tosfos Lashon was the Avdu B'Maisa. Over here he says I feel Chil Hashem Lekko. Then notice that's two totally different svaras. The Fizia we understand that according to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam agrees to the svar of Karka Oilam, but only in the realm of Chil Hashem. But there he says not a Chil Hashem. And Rivam is being Mechadish. There's another Svar of Karka Olam, which is the Makar is because we're learning Gilui Arayis out from Ritzicha. And because it's learned from Ritzicha, Ritzicha is only Bikum Vaaseh. So also, Ritzicha, the Chiv of Yorg Val Yavar is only Bikum Vaaseh. Also, over here, it's only going to Bikum Vaaseh, or else it's that's a second din of Karka Olam. That's going to be the machlokes here between the Rivam and Tosfos. I'd just like to finish with one thing. I would love to be able to do more, see if we can spend more time on this Tosfos. The Maisa, the Svara that we said from Tosfos is not so pasha. Tosfos says, what's the reason why you don't kill a person? Because, Machazis, the Damach, the Dach, Sumach, Tvei, Dilma, Damach, the Chavre, Sumach, Tvei. Tosfos understands that means, I don't know who's supposed to live, me or him, whose blood is redder. If we knew whose blood is redder, then who would live?
One of those.
So what do you do when you don't know? Rashi over there in Sanhedrin seems to say a totally different reason. Rashi in Sanhedrin seems to say, listen, we are trying to be matir you to do over the Avera of Lo Sirtzach. It's an Avera. You can only be matir the Avera if there's Hatzolos Nefesh. Over here, does anyone know Hatzolos Nefesh? So we can't be Matthew to do the Avera. Because anyway, a Nefesh is dying. Elamai, you think your blood is redder than his, Mechatesi. So therefore, because of the fact that there's an Elav Eloi Sirtzach, the Elav is not Nidche, says Rashi. So anytime you have Eloi Sirtzach, even if it's B'Shev Al Tase, the Elav is not Nidche. Because you have a Vaday Avera, and either way there's a loss of life, you can't do over the Avera. So the Chayor Rashi is going to argue with the whole Svara that the Rivam says, and maybe that's Pshat and Rabbeinu Tam. We'll see more of Beis Hashem, hopefully, the rest of the week. If I say anyone who could stay for Mincha, if you could perhaps see if we could make a minute.